Australian writer Favell Parrott's debut novel, Past the Shallows, is set in a small fishing village on Tasmania's wild coastline, and it looks at how secrets can destroy a person and ultimately a family. Our reviewer Rachel Edwards knows the region well. She's the online editor of Emerging Writers for Tasmania's literary journal Island, and also hosts a weekly book program on the Hobart-based community station Edge Radio through her alter ego, Paige Turner. For the book show, Rachel Edwards read Past the Shallows.
As a Tasmanian, I often begin my reading of books set here with a slightly parochial wariness. What will they make of this place? How will they betray us? And is our extreme natural environment going to make a cameo appearance? Past the Shallows is set in the deep south of Tasmania, a small town at the end of the road, the end of the island, and one where fortunes are made or lost by fishing. Harry and Miles are two brothers who live with their dad, an abalone diver who has scraped by enough to skipper his own boat. It's tight though, and that means that they have to go out in rough weather conditions when others choose to stay on shore. It's school holidays, and while Miles is working on the boat with his dad, Harry gets seasick, so he's left to roam the town during the day. I know these waters, the slate-grey slabs of swell that roll onto the outside of Bruny Island and surge around the bottommost points to crash and spray against the cliffs. I know the water that doesn't reflect the sky because it's the same colour, one big world of grey. And I know these boats, hanging off barnacled moorings or fended to the side of rotting jetties in the small towns dotted around the coast. It is small town Tasmania in Past the Shallows, but it could be small town anywhere. As the Lost Boys wheel around the town on their BMXs and hang outside the fish and chip shop like seagulls. Harry finds a puppy in his wanderings and befriends George, the loner who lives on the edge of town. An early suggestion of malevolence in George is not founded. He's revealed as a rare adult who provides these children with a safe harbour. Parrott has captured the children's thoughts and motivations clearly. Harry's eager joy for Milo and showbags, and Miles' inarticulate fear about the weather conditions. The fraternal connection between the boys is pronounced. Little Harry barely remembers his mum, and he repeatedly asks Miles to tell him stories about her. Miles was with her in the car when she died. The bleakness of their lives is punctuated by the brothers' unquestioning love and protection of each other. The rare glimpses of joy that are revealed, the puppy, the show bags, only highlight these lost boys stumbling inside the bigger picture futility of their impoverished lives. Their father, occasionally flush following successful dives, gets drunk with his deckies, and nasty drunk, as Miles and Harry cower in the room next door. It's a very masculine-themed book. Blokiness, sharks, abalone divers, muted, if any, emotional expression from the adults. A paradox for the reader is that despite the stilted or simply unformed emotions of the characters, it is very emotional to read. I had to ask myself a few times whether I, as a reader, was being emotionally manipulated and whether the depth was truly there. It is. The father's behaviour becomes more aggressive and crazy, anything to stay afloat in the many senses of that word. And as we read towards resolution, it seems as if there's little hope, little reprieve, and the weather becomes unrelenting. Tasmanian fiction has almost become a genre in its own right. It's considered synonymous with the Gothic. It features the extremes of both weather and the natural environment, and it utilises the physical isolation of characters to intensify the story. Kate Kennedy's marvellous The World Beneath and most of Richard Flanagan's books tick these boxes, and so does Past the Shallows, and it does so successfully. Past the Shallows has a distinct voice. It is a carefully crafted story with well-formed characters. I loved it, and I would counsel the reader not to finish it while in a public place.
Rachel Edwards there reviewing Past the Shallows by Favell Parrott, and it's published by Hachette.